Okay, good morning. Louder. Good morning. Morning. Great to be here. That's me louder as well. It's great to be here this morning at All Saints North Therapy to worship God in the name of Jesus. Now, the readings that we heard earlier on today remind us of God's goodness and God's compassion and how his followers are blessed by his benefits. And that the Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. Now I'm here on behalf of the oppressed. That's the least of these. I'm here today representing Compassion UK. Now, has anybody heard of Compassion UK? Yeah, a few nods. Anybody already sponsor? Yeah, great, brilliant. But for the rest of you, Compassion UK is a Christian child development organisation releasing children from abject poverty in the developing world in Jesus' name. They're currently looking after 1.7 million children. They work in 26 of the world's poorest countries, operating through 6,000 church-based projects, that's local church-based projects, run by local Christians. It's not a bunch of Westerners flying in from outer space telling the poor little foreigners what to do. It's local Christians solving local problems. And it works. Children and families are being released from poverty, and the gospel is being spread on the back of it. It's fantastic. So what we're going to do is take a look at why it's needed, what the Bible says about all this sort of stuff, and how you can get involved if you choose to by sponsoring children at one project in Bolivia, if you wish to do so. But let's start with a few questions, shall we? A few worried looking faces. Just to help us understand what life's like for children living in abject poverty and comparing it with our own lives. How many of us had breakfast this morning? Yeah? Yeah? Who's going to have lunch later on? Going to have tea? Going to have supper? Going to have a few snacks maybe during the day? Yeah. You get the idea. Well, we'll all get at least one good meal today, won't we? Probably two. Meanwhile, one in seven people in the world will struggle to get a basic meal together. One in seven people. Bit of a personal question now. Who's managed to have a wash this morning or a shower? Maybe brush their teeth? Yeah. Meanwhile, a billion people today have no access to safe, clean water for washing and for drinking. And this stat always blows me away. 40% of all people in the world don't have access to adequate sanitation. That's a toilet. 40% of all people. We've got some young people here. One or two. Any go to school? Preschool. Any school goers? Yeah? Well, you're lucky if you can go to school, because millions get no chance of an education in the world. And one in six children in the world, one in six children in the world have to do some sort of work to help support their families. That's not odd jobs, that's work where they get paid to help support their families. Now, don't put your hands up this time for this one. It's about money. How many of us have got an income of £7,500 a year? This is classed as high income in the world economy. Only 16% of the world earn above that level. If you earn £7,500 a year or more, you have more than 84% of the world. Meanwhile, a third of the world, that's one in three people, are struggling to survive on a pound or less a day. That's the difference between life here and life there, between our life and if you like, the life of the least of these. What do you think? How does it make you feel? Are you surprised? Do you think it's fair? Do you think it's what God intends for the world? What do you think God thinks about it? How many references do you think there are in the Bible about poverty and injustice and God's heart for the poor and commands to his followers to do something about it? How many? Have a guess. 100? 200? Anybody want to say a number? No? How many? 250? Any advance on 250?
2,400.
That's a pretty good guess. There are about 2,400 verses in the Bible about poverty and injustice and God's commands to his followers to do something about it. There is more on this subject than any other subject in the Bible. You hear what I said? There is more on this subject than any other subject in the Bible. This is God's heart. It's God's focus. And he expects it to be his followers' focus too. Listen to these. I'm not going to read all 2,500, you'll be pleased to know. Whoever is kind to the needy honours God. That's Proverbs 14, verse 31. How about this one from Isaiah 58? If you spend yourselves on behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will shine in the darkness. And John the Baptist says this in Luke, the one with two tunics should share with those who have none, and those with food should do the same. In other words, if you've got stuff, share it with people who don't have anything. And what about our man Jesus? What does he say about all this? Well, in Matthew 22, he tells us that the two greatest commandments are to love God and to love our neighbour. And they are both inextricably linked. You can't love God without loving your neighbour. And in the parable of the Good Samaritan, which I'm sure most of you know, Jesus tells us that our neighbour is anyone. Anyone in need, and we are in a position to help. And then in Matthew 25, Jesus tells us this. He says, whatever you do for the least of these, that's feed the hungry, clothe the poor, we do for him. In fact, when we do things like sponsoring real children in real poverty, whether it's through Compassion or whether it's helping things through Tear Fund or whatever other organisation, we're doing it on Jesus' behalf. In fact, we're doing it to Jesus himself. Compassion enables people like us, normal people, to help children living in abject poverty in the developing world, help them escape from the poverty that they're living in for good. It's a long-term thing. This is about solving the problem long-term. And it's all done in Jesus' name. It's facilitated by Compassion, but it's carried out, as I said, by local Christians. Now, these children needing sponsorship are living in real poverty. They're denied all the stuff that we talked about earlier on. Food, clean water, shelter. They're hungry most of the time. They've got existing with poor health. They've got little education. They've got no hope for escape from the circumstances they're in. They've got no opportunity for escape. Poverty tells them that they are worthless, that they are hopeless. And this is the lie. This is the lie that they come to believe. Children, that they are hopeless and worthless. But in their church-based compassion projects, they get all they need to get out of poverty long-term in their lives. Life-changing opportunities, healthcare, education, social skill training, emotional care, a safe place to play, and some job skills training when they get older. Now, they all get a chance to hear the gospel. They don't have to be Christians to be in the projects. They don't have to be Christians to stay in the projects. But many of them become Christians, and so do their families become Christians. Do you know why? It's because they experience the love of God in action. Now, I'm going to give you a big number now. See if you can make more noise than the 9 o'clock service did when I mentioned this. Expect a few cheers, maybe a couple of whoops and whistles. Who knows, even an hallelujah or two. Last year, in a 12-month period, 120,000 young people became Christians through Compassion. That's amazing. 10,000 a month becoming Christians. Is God working through this organisation? Are they playing their part in the Great Commission in building His kingdom here on earth as it is on heaven, as it is in heaven? You bet they are. Now, sponsorship costs. Cost money. £25 a month to sponsor a child. That's £6 a week, roughly. In the scheme of things, that's not a huge amount. It might call for a sacrifice. As Christians, we're called to make sacrifices for others. We need to ask ourselves, can I live a bit more simply so that somebody else can simply live? But it's more than money. Sponsorship is more than money. It's also a personal investment of your love and commitment into the life of a real child. Each child just has one sponsor, that's you, if you choose to do it. And through the letters that you write, you play a key role in their spiritual development, in their personal development. Your words of love and encouragement have the power to change their lives for eternity. And it impacts you as well. I'm going to read you a letter from one of my sponsored children. This is from Lubanya in India. I wrote this in March last year. There's a reason why I'm reading it to you. He's from India. It's written in English. He used to write in his own language, but he's now learnt to write in English. Dear Mr. Pete Hammond, greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for your love, affection, and great concern. I hope that you are well by the grace of God. Now it is summer season in our country. Recently we celebrated our annual function at our centre. Now the World Cup cricket is going on. I enjoy it very much. Do you enjoy watching World Cup cricket? Well, no, I don't, because we're English and we usually lose, don't we? I pray to Jesus every day for you and your family members. He prays to Jesus every day for me and my family members. It's supposed to be the other way around, isn't it? God bless you and give you a blessed, peaceful life forever. May God bless you abundantly. Your affectionate Lubanya Bandaray. And he's done a little picture. He always does a picture for me. I've actually watched him grow through his pictures. It's absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Compassion releases children from poverty in Jesus' name for their lifetime and for eternity. And in so doing, we store up our treasures in heaven when we sponsor, because we're using the benefits that God has blessed us with. But does it really work? You would expect me to say all this stuff, wouldn't you? That's what I'm here to do. But let's hear from some people who's had their life changed beyond anything that they could have imagined. Let's see if I can get this video working.
Preventable causes, and as darkness engulfs us, the devil gets over. also was a child, he was so unable to become nothing but an avenger. And when you grow up in, those were the words that I heard from people who I expected to love and take care of me.
I watched as my 10-month-old sister died in the laps of my mother out of starvation. But right in the middle of this desperation, it was then that compassion intervened. What joy and dancing came to my home at the news that I finally got a sponsor.
And still my first day, we walked back and forth.
She said words like, "Richmond, I love you."
And that lightened me up.
My sponsor told me, "Michelle, you are beautiful. You are precious to us. And you love me." And the words touched the very depth of my heart and soul.
18 years later, here I am, a child rescued from hopelessness.
My name is Michelle.
My name is Don.
My name is Jim. My name is Richmond.
One hand saved my life.
And one heart
saved my life.
Will you act?
The choice is yours.
Sponsor a child. Through compassion to you.
Release a child from poverty.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I love Richmond's passion at the end of that, in Jesus' name. I'm often asked whether those people are actors. They're not. I've met three of them. They're really great young people that are changing their communities. They used to be in poverty. They're not anymore. So, you can choose to get on board with sponsoring today if you want to. There's no pressure. I've got details of a number of children with me. They're all from Bolivia. And they're all from the same project. And they've got some quite special needs at this project. They're in a place called Cobol Achumani. It's easy for you to say. There are about 7,000 people live there. And the houses they've got are really just dirt floor, brick walls and tin roofs. If anybody's been to the developing world, they'll know what that really means, what that looks like. What they need in this community are medical centres, secondary schools, water, food, clothing, electricity, a sewage system, and permanent employment opportunities. That's the depth of the issues that they have there. Now I'm going to introduce you to three of the children that I've got with me. Come over here. This is Maria. She's aged 5. She likes doing all sorts of stuff. She's one of 4 children. She lives with her parents. And she likes playing cards, playing with dolls, playing hide and seek, skipping, board games, and storytelling. And she looks like a right package, doesn't she, of problems. Right little minx. Then there's Alan. He's aged 5. You can see you can see the village in the background on the picture. It's not often you get a chance to see what people's homes look like on some of these pictures, but you can just see they're like garden sheds. Alan's a boy. Anybody want to guess what he likes doing? Football. And then thirdly is Beatrice. She's age 4. She likes all the stuff that Maria seems to like as well. She likes dolls, hide and seek, skipping, ball games. Just 3 kids. And here's all the others that I brought with me as well. They're just normal children, you know. I've been to the developing world, see the work of compassion. And I've met kids just like these. And I met the families. And you know what? They're really nice, normal people, just like you, just like me. They just happen to have been born there, while we've been born here. We are blessed with much, they are blessed with little. They are the least of these. That's all I've got to say. Thank you for listening. I invite you to choose to sponsor a child today. Redress the imbalance maybe in the world for one child. We can't change the world, but we can change the world for one child if we choose to do so. Bring the love of Jesus Christ into the lives of the least of these. Please come and see me after the service. Thank you.